back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And by the way, I want to announce the publication of a novel that I wrote called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, just released by Speaking Volumes Publishers. Look it up. This is a novel where ISIS tries to do a 9/11 again, but with far different results. They try to do a 9/11 attack on our capital during the State of the Union, and they make a very serious mistake. They embed some of their assassins in Milwaukee and Madison, and they come to a very bad end. So if you want a good read, a beach read, or just if you like mystery novels, you like thrillers, you like a lot of action, there's a lot of action in this one. Really had a lot of fun writing it. You'll have a lot of fun reading it. New novel by me, Matt Flynn. It's my third novel, called Matt Flynn, called The Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Well, to get back to the subjects at hand, how is the Republican Party handling all this? The attacks on the United States, attacks by Russia, all of the challenges we face around the world. They attack even worse. Here's an example. They not only attack Biden, say he's a bad, on President's Day, they attack him. They and Putin, they're on Putin's side. Remember Ron Johnson said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He trusts Putin and he trusts Trump, and he takes Putin's word that he didn't hack into our election. We don't need that in the Senate. Well, here's what the state legislature is doing. They are now voting on a set of proposals. Some of them go to Evers for veto, but some don't. And this is part of a nationwide effort. Number one, one of the bills gives the legislature control over the elections, not the Wisconsin Election Commission. That will let them pick the electors, even if the election goes the wrong way from their point of view. Ultimately, that's what they want. Number two, it gives the legislature the power to cut funding and staff of the Wisconsin Election Commission, the Department of Transportation, Corrections, I don't know why, and Health and Human Services, if they think that anybody in those agencies, quote, broke election laws, end quote. Just cut the funding. What they'll do is, if there's a Democratic governor, they'll cut the funding for the running of this state. Three, it puts limits on who can be, who is said to be indefinitely confined. If you want an absentee ballot and you say you're indefinitely confined, you're going to end up having to have a doctor come to your house. Good luck. When was the last time you had a doctor come to your house, and how much did he or she charge? Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, voted and said she was indefinitely confined. There isn't an ounce of shame. She's saying this is a good law. Are you kidding me? She did it herself. Another law says that they're proposing, they're about to vote on, that no one can return an absentee ballot for anyone else except the voter or a family member. This is a rift that started at spread in Arizona on the Navajo reservations down there. Post offices are 40 miles away, and many of the people don't have cars. So once a week, some young person on the reservation will go down the street and say, all right, you got anything to mail, and take the stuff in and mail it, you know, bills and that kind of thing. Can't do that in Arizona anymore. If you're a 90-year-old lady without a car and blind, you can't vote because you'd have to drive 40 miles and you don't have a car. They're trying to riff off of that here. The other one, it will eliminate any standing request for an absentee ballot. So you put in for an absentee ballot and you say, I'd like it in future elections, or even the next election. You got to do it every time. You got to do it every time. And a lot of people are going to say, well, it's a hassle, and they don't do it and they don't vote. Now, it would also bar special voting deputies from assisted living and long-term healthcare facilities only during public health crises or disease outbreaks. Now, this is a stupid one, really stupid, because that's exactly what the Wisconsin Election Commission did. There's a rule that says your special voting deputies go into assisted living, long-term care facilities and give people the ballots. But during COVID, this is before vaccination, November of 2020, you couldn't do that. Wives couldn't go in and see their husbands. Husbands couldn't go in and see their wives. Children were holding up newborn grandkids to kiss grandpa through the glass. You've seen those videos. You couldn't go in. So the Wisconsin Election Commission voted 6-0 to mail them in. Absolutely. And then the old folks checked them off, sent them back, and that was cool. The three Republicans voted for it. Then the clown sheriff of Racine in his uniform says, well, we should put them in jail as felons. And Voss agrees, and everybody's going, oh, this guy is a private or a corporal attacking his civilian superiors, the generals, the people that run the government. He doesn't run the government. We don't want authoritarian law enforcement saying that the civilian leadership should be put in prison. He should be sanctioned. He should be recalled. That's hard with the various Trump constituencies. But at the very least, people should stand up and say, clown, keep quiet. And the Republicans aren't saying that. They're saying we agree with him because they're afraid. All this law says is exactly what the Wisconsin Election Commission said. If there's a disease outbreak or a public health crisis, special deputies can't go into long-term care facilities, right? Duh. And that's what happened. And yet they're supposed to be thrown in jail. And by the way, not all of them, even though they all voted for it, one of them, this guy Spindell, converted to Trump, and he was a fake elector. And because the sheriff in Racine liked that, he said, we're going to give him a pass. It's only the other five. And Voss said, I follow the sheriff. What kind of leadership is this? What kind of state is this? And here is the really tough one, and listen to this very carefully. Evers will veto these, obviously. But if the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, or God forbid, Rantham or Nicholson get in as governor, they'll sign them, and that's what's going to happen to this state. But here's even worse. Let's say Evers gets reelected, which I hope he does. They are proposing two of these by resolution as constitutional amendments. A governor can't veto a constitutional amendment resolution. They'll be put on the ballot. And they'll be put on the ballot in a low voter turnout election. And the Republicans will lie about them. Be very wary. Be very alert. Remember, they had a constitutional amendment to not elect the treasurer anymore, have him appointed. And Sarah Godlewski led a group to stop that, and it was successful. Eternal vigilance is the price of our democracy and our safety. If you see any constitutional amendment coming out of the Republican, gerrymandered, illegitimate majority, vote against it. If you don't understand it, vote against it. They will write it in a convoluted fashion. They'll make it sound like a good thing. Vote against it. They're trying to restrict your vote. They're going to be putting on a resolution that the lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and treasurer, and the Department of Public Instruction will all be appointed by the governor. Do not vote for that. Tell your neighbors not to vote for that. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.